No, but why she is called a Ziva if she's having a child?
I mean, what is it to do with 7-Eleven? I don't understand.
Because if we say that she's in her Yemei Ziva, so how do we determine? She's 7 days Nida, and then she's 11 days a Ziva, but how do we know what day she's counting that she attributes to herself a din of a Zava if she's been so many months pregnant? But she's so many months
from the moment she starts having the period, so she starts counting.
At puberty, it goes.
No, not puberty. Okay.
And it goes through her months of pregnancy. It doesn't re-begin again.
What are you mixing in now about pregnancy? I understand. I mean, the country lady interrupts the cheshbon of 7-Eleven.
So then, how do we?
The lady interrupts. That's one of the things that interrupts the cheshbon of 7-Eleven. If a woman gives birth to a child, so then. So you have to forget, let's say if she gives birth to a kid, to a girl. So the first 80 days, don't apply the cheshbon of 7-Eleven. Then, after the day expires, and she starts establishing a menstrual cycle, so then the first moment, the initial heel, after the expiration of the Yemitea, she has a heel down, she becomes a nido, and from that day you start counting the cheshbon of 7-Eleven. Let's say, suppose a woman was in Lelisnikeva, so she had a riyas dam on the 81st day, as of giving birth. So, from the 81st day, you start counting the cheshbon of 7-Eleven. Suppose she has a riyas dam, the initial riyah after the expiration of the Yemitea is on the 87th day. So, from the 87th day, you start the cheshbon of 7-Eleven. Suppose the initial year is the 94th day. So from the 94th day you start the cheshbon of 7-Eleven. On the contrary, but the whole process of birth, of giving birth, interrupts the cheshbon of 7-Eleven. What is that?
So
it's 7th day that's in Italia.
70th
is in Italia. In Italia, it's not there. It's to be ignored.
Okay. One of the questions of the Rambam was
what?
She's the Rambam of 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
She's seeing.
I don't want to discuss the Rambam Shita. We'll discuss it soon on the next. I mean, it's such a complicated Shita, you have to go over the Gibor and Yerachim in order to understand the Rambam Shita, because there are so many theories against the Rambam Shita. But the regular Shita of Shayim is the Shita of the Rambam. That the Yemezive did not. That the Yemitea did not begin a second time until any woman who already became his own daily, so the Yemitea cannot begin until that woman has completed the Zayinikin for the Zivus.
When the Gemara is saying, I'm sorry, if the Gemara says, you'll let us bezol, she suffered below Tova, what we're talking about is a woman just before giving birth, so she saw 3 days,
that's
Dom.
Right.
So,
yes.
So we know she's a Zov.
That's right.
So we know
that's
she's
right.
a Zov.
That's right.
But then,
okay.
Why would the Gemara discuss if she's a Nida? How does she become a Nida before giving birth? If she's given birth in her, you made Nida. What does that mean?
What does it mean?
I can understand. But
what it means? It means very simple. Let's say, of course, usually a pregnant woman does not have a menstrual flow. But many times it happens. So irregular Yeledes, not Yeledes Bizei, means that a woman who did not have the menstrual flow in her pregnancy, and then she gave birth, so she's irregular Yeledes, she's not Yeledes Bizei. But suppose a woman gives birth to a child on the 4th of Nisan. She gave birth to a child. She gave birth to a child on the 11th of Nisan. She gave birth to a child. On the 1st of Nisan, she had a menstrual flow. It's not usual. After all, she is a pregnant woman, but it happens. So then she became a nido. So she became a nido from the 1st of Nisan till the 7th of Nisan. Then, on the 8th of Nisan, she again had a flow. What kind of desperation is Nidosa? since she had a menstrual flow on the first of Nisan, so the 8th of Nisan was the first day of the 11 days immediately following at Shulidus. She had a flow of dam on the 8th of Nisan, after having the flow of dam on the 1st of Nisan. So she had the flow of dam on the 8th of Nisan, then on the 9th of Nisan, then on the 10th of Nisan, and on the 11th of Nisan, she went into labor and gave birth to a child. So she's the Yoreh Mizeh. Why she Yoreh Mizeh? Because she was a Zobe at the time when she gave birth. Why did she become a Zobe at the time when she gave birth? Because on the first of Nisan she had a menstrual flow, and then it's the way it's also to have a menstrual flow on the 8th, because the 8th is already within the 11 days immediately following the 7 days of actual Nidus. So she had it, she bled on the 8th, the 9th, the 10th. So she gave it over. Then she gave birth, whether on the 10th or on the 11th. So anyway, she's in the Yoreh Mizeh, because she became Izobe before she gave birth to a child. Alright, let's see. The case says that from a day on the grace, Bishifas. What does the Gemara say, Bishifas? Now, the Gemara said, "Nes, Dama yule v'shol yitoklo, v'shama yule v'chirei v'ochmei meragwel, v'sile yule, v'tami lachi yule, because all the baito di posko, v'shol meragwel, v'omai mechadu, v'shimoche v'tami lachi yule, v'ole v'yo, v'ashlim ayom yise, v'amai v'tami lachi yule." But it comes from it terminates from a mayim toy. Why should it be tome? So we know that it comes from the mayim toy, not from the mayim toy. Bishifas. So the case said the kasher. Here the price says. Here the price says. Now the Mishnah says, this is the Mishnah, that my yelena shall be told. So, Bishama yimachreik of Nimragwell, who be seen in the Nitamelach Yodesh. So, we still say Nitamelach Yodesh in the case of Dama yelena shall be told. Thus implying, but if it had been Dama yelena shall be told, so then it wouldn't be Mitamelach Yodesh. Only Dama yelena shall be told. But since Lady applies to this Mishnah, to the case of Shifas, where the flow started on the afternoon of the 14th and it continued into the night of the 15th. So the reason is why is the Bishul said in Tamalach Yodesh, because we know that it emanates from the Bain Tomei. So why does the Mishnah say even if she would go to feel it and she passed, it would still be Tomei, because we know it emanates from the Mayim Tomei. We know it emanates from the Mayim Tomei. That's the discussion. But hashtag will be Toglo, Yitame Bisile, Lach Yomish, Umasnisi, Minokat, the Loi Toglo. So why does the Mishnah mention Loi Toglo? Mishim Rishab. Mishim Rishab. That's what it is. Vim Tinna Vedes, the Tone Harbi Yeledes, Gabikuli, Mishama, Yehuba, Bisilel, how will be Shifas, Yichmen, how will be Silel, Nikule? Because there are two Nakhimines, one Shifas, Mitech Yudalet, Mitech Yimitea, and the other one, Mishifas, Mitechmen, or Mitech Pei, Tik Pei, Mitech Memalek, or Mitech Pei Alek. So, in such a case, so Bisil is the Kulevi Yishlimad, Hi Yishab, in the Bismetrash, when it was discussed, Bitrila's lineage. So that's why Radius, it's mentioned in Asia the way it was discussed with this knowledge. Alright. Now there. Now the next question. Gosh, who made in the letters is a Shinitamalah Yot Salkadai Tokochanabi post? Be Shlomo Rav, the Mamayim Echodu, Mishimochim Tamilach Riyovich. So, Bishama is made by the Yelenis Bizei, that Shintamilach Riyovich, Hochanam Rupos, Be Shlomo Rav, the Mamayim Echodu, Mishimochim Tamilach Riyovich. Early, the Omashmi Mayonisei, so Amayim Tamilach Riyovich. He had only 10 names. From my employer, so it should be considered like Dam Makose. So why is it in Tamilach Riyovich? Omoloch, when the Bryce says, and maybe the Yelenis Bizei, she in Tamilach Riyovich, so it's reference to the case of Shifa. So now we know that this Dam emanates from the Mayan Tome, so it's not like Dam Makose. Ibi Shifa's, Rimayi Tzrich. So what kind of a chiddush is it? That the Shamayi, so, Ibishi Pas, Rimayi Tzrich. So of course it's a pshitas, it's in Kamalach Yomesh, because if she passed, we know it started to come out from the Mayim Tomei, and it continues to flow from the Mayim Tomei. So what kind of a chiddush is it that is Tamilach Yomish, Tamilach Yomish. So in Bishama is it. Aval Gav Bikam Rav Bishama. Mayim Mechadu, Uvi Yemito Lerachmone, Hanu Milad Yilad is greater. Vishnim Lo Yeime. Aval Yilad is Bizei, Dipo Yisvire Lo Yeime. Now, so the issue, this stays us. Ibi Shivaz and Mayim Tzik. Vim Teima. Mikol Okei, משום משמה יצריך משמה ומי סעוד דיית דמקשה. So the question is, what did Gemara Steretz? That the reason is why the Brisa has to tell us that is becoming after your age is because even according to Mishama that the car is in the morning. So apparently the Makshe thought, no, it didn't occur to the mind of the Makshe that this has to be mentioned in the Shama. So what? Why shouldn't it occur to the mind of the Makshe? After all, even according to the Rav, we have to say, even according to the Rav, who says my Nechot, so why does the Bryce have to mention it? Only in the Shama, not in the Sira. So, who might sell the Daite? The Makshe. The Rav Namely is still saying that. El Lashin and the Beit of Mishamai, the Mitamilach Yomesh, Mishin Yeloi Sokho. So the guy, it's a very strong Kasha. In other words, the Gemara is asking, my Yitzchir, so the Gemara is saying, Bishin Yelera, we understand. But according to Levi, so since he deals in the case of Shifaz, so my Yitzchir, but according to Rav, everything was well. According to Rav. Because according to Rav, we don't have to apply the price to the case of Shabbos. So according to Rav, the price can have reference to the case, not Shabbos. She wasn't Shabbos. The flow started under 15. But she wasn't developed as yet. So even then, even according to Rav, so the whole purpose of the price is to tell us a chiddush alim to Mishamai. So Mele, why does the boy ask for my yitzchir? Even alim to Rav, we have to say this achievement that the price is telling us alim to Mishamai, not alim to Mishila. Alim to Mishila, why does the price have to tell us alim to Mishila? Alim to Mishila, so a regular yoredes, so the dam is coming. This is his time. ויש לימר, דלרב יצטרך להשמינון, דמי דבישמי בילדס בזה, משום בניין אחד, din rece havamine vitamaya mishuni di kosadre beris maiores pa pio dira di pisei di tavi di tama ubrisira di tamu di mainer le kachis di sempre el lei di meia enche de chifás e sabe deixar mais errado sem para mais tomar só que isso aqui now but this is casual appears to be very strong casual like today's is gives it talents in good talents in other words according to Rav so the Gemara the Maxim understood that it's necessary to tell us a little bit Shammai which that maybe the Shammai the Yoledes Bizei that is my land. Because if the Braise didn't tell us that, I would say that the reason is why the Shammai say it's not the Tamilach we are age, because they hold Ishtei Mayones. Ishtei Mayones. So that's why it is necessary. So that the more is, but how will be lately? Why is it necessary? All right. Now, but the kasha of this is a very good kasha. I think that according to the Rambam, Shite, so Tesis kasha is no kasha of that. Tesis kasha is why the Gemara does not ask Ibishipas and Maitzna. And the Gemara says it's Halil Bishamai. So the implication being that Halil Bishamai, there is no kasha of Maitzna. We do not have to say because the Makshim did not occur to the mind of the Makshim that the price is telling us a Chiddush Alel Mishama. Because after all, we don't pass like the Shammai, we pass like the Sila. So, why should the price tell us a Chiddush Alel Mishama? So, that's why the Makshim is. So the Tarzan says, no, even though we don't pass Klawil in the Shammai, like the Shammai, but still we have to know what the Loche is according to the Shammai. But Alil the Rav, the Gemara doesn't ask any Kashi. Why, according to Rav, against Rav, there is no Kashi. Apparently, it appears from the Gemara that according to Rav, so this Braise has to mention it not only Alil in the Shammai, but even Alil in the Sil. A little bit easier. So the question is, why should the price mention it a little bit easier at all? A little bit easier, so even if he's not in letters this day, any letters before Tfilah, if she has done, it is Shah Jabal. So it's Mitanelach Yomesh. So why mention a Chiddush a little bit easier? But according to the Rambam, there is a basic distinction. There is a basic distinction between an ordinary Yeledes who saw Dam before Tfileh and the Yeledes Bizei who did not as yet count the Zayin Kiyum and saw Dam who has not completed the count of Zayin Kiyum and saw Dam. There is a difference. Now we saw there is a Machlokes Shem. We saw last time, today we discussed it again, that there are three shittos of Hashem. One shittos of Hashem is the shittos of Tesis, of Natan, that a Yoledes Bizei, who was not in Velasis yet, and who saw down in the Yimitea on the 15th day, so it's not Seisir. It's not Seisir, the Zayinikim. It's who already counted, the Yoledes Bizei, who already counted Zayin Kiyum. And then the Yimitea, before Tfilah, she had the Yoledes Dam, so it's not Tzitzis. And then Tzitzis Shita means that even an ordinary Zobedele, who counted Zayin Kiyum, but wasn't the Yoledes yet, and then had the Yoledes Dam, so it's not Tzitzis. Then the Shita Pramiyen and the Rajma mentions that a Yoledes Bizei, who counted Zayin Kiyum, but wasn't the Yoledes, and then Yimitea, so that since it isn't given to me an altar, the dam itself is coming, but it's not given to me to the woman in any way. So it's not capable of being given to me to the woman in any way. So then it's not sincere, but a regular Zohar Dele who counted on the king, and then before Tfilah, so she saw down that is a sincere king. And then the Shita believe in the Balat Truma that even a Yoredes Bizei who counts as Aniki. And then before Tfilah, she saw down in the Yemiteya, so it's also says. So you have those issues. How do you explain the Rib Shita and the Balat Truma Shita? That their Shita is that according to Misila, who say the Yom Tfilah Tale Rachmoneh, so the Zarak Posuk implies that until the Tfilah takes place, the Yemiteya do not begin. The Yemiteya do not begin. That's the Shita of the Rib. But the Rambam Shita is not like that. The Rambam Shita is like this. The Rambam Shita. Even though usually, most of the time, the Rambam follows the Shita of the Rib, here it's not so clear that this is the Rib Shita. You see, the Mordechai himself had another Pshat in the Rib. He's the Maram Gutenberg who understood the Rib that way. But whatever the Rib Shita, so assuming that the Pshat in the Rib is the way the Maram Gutenberg understood the Rib, the Rambam Shita is not like that. The Rambam Shita is like thesis. The Rambam Shita is like thesis. That the Yeledes B'Zeyim, who counted Zaliki in the Yemelede, let's say she's the Yeledes in Kevo, and she stopped seeing down on the first day after giving birth in the Kevo. And then, so in the Yemelede, she was able to realize a count of Zaliki. And then, in the Yemiteya, before Tfilah, she had her ears down, so it's not thesis. There's a Shita sound. Let's see the Lashon HaRambam. Now these are the most basic one in Yuchasid. If somebody wants to know Yuchasid well, so then he has to learn Bniskusi, especially Bniskusi, very, very carefully and very, very thoroughly, with all vision. Yuchasid be saying, Pelzayim Yuchasid, so it be a halochazayim. Mentioned the aloha in three cases. One case where the seal says the tamarachi, which is in regard to a regular yeledis, not yeledis b'zeyim. So if a regular yeledis before tefillah in the yemei teyah had a discharge of dam, so it's the tamarachi. Now that aloha, the Rambam doesn't even mention Hilchas Soibi. Very remarkable. He doesn't mention Hilchas Soibi. He only mentions it. Now you can look in the Mishnah. That from Dalai to Dalai, who be Tamayil Bisholitov, be Silvain and Tamilach Yodesh Gimon. So Perkei Hilchas Mitamil Mishka, Haloche Beit. He doesn't even mention that Haloche in Hilchas Soibi. But in Tumeritare, he mentions it. In the Kingdom of the Kamishna Gomesha. Oh, the Kingdom of the Kamishna Gomesha, Halacha Beis, Yumede Shelly Toglo Ahashiva Mizoho, the Yugalagun Kibo, Kodam Shetir, Apopishi Bisehi Litea, Hareu Kidamanidus, Umitami Lach Yobish, Loitolo Hakosu Biyomi Nova, the Biyomi Mutri. Why doesn't he mention it? The answer is, if the Rambam had agreed with the Shiva Sarishani that the Miyoni mentions, that they call it to be Sila. So in regular Yoledis, shall we talk, if she sees down the Yimitea, she becomes a Yidu for 7 days, then definitely the Rambam would mention the Sarishani. But the Rambam Shiva is like cases, that the Yimitea is not even like the Reed. Needless to mention that the Rambam rejects the Shiva of the Rishani that the Miyoni cites. But he even rejects the sheet of the leaf. So, the sheet of the leaf is that the Yom Yitzhak al-Rachmone implies that the Yimitea do not begin. If the Yimitea do not begin, then it has relevance in the Chesed Bien. But the Rambam sheet is like this, that the hopes of a Kosovo of the Yom Yitzhak al-Rachmone relates only to the status of the dam per se. It doesn't relate to the status of the woman. The Yimitea begins automatically. Upon the expiration of the 7 days, 40 days, the Yimitea begin automatically. But it's a special aloha in regard to the status of the dam per se that it's coming. So it has no relevance in the Chesed. It only has relevance in the Tami Mishkar Umeisha. That's why the Rambam says, Yuledeshul Itoglu Achashiva Lezocho. He doesn't mention it because it has no relevance in the Chesed, because it doesn't agree with the Shita of the Rishonim in the near sites, or even with the Shita of the Rif in the Sefer. Now, what other things mentioned in the Mishnah is still mentioned? Then, so the maybe has reference to what? Who is maybe? Bishama is maybe. How is it that the Rambam mentions that aloha and maybe Yeledes Bizei if you have the Dalet? That has no significance according to Bishama. That has should have significance according to Bishama. Because Bishama is saying that in respect to an ordinary Yeledes, so the dam that she emanates in the Yimitea, so is Toya, changing in respect to Yeledes Bezei, who did not as yet complete the count of Zayin Jin. So Bishama is made the dam is gone. But Bishama, they say the dam is coming anyway, even the regular Yeledes. Allah has come with Hamo. Allah has come with Hamo. The dam that is discharged by the Yeledes Bizei in the Yimitea before the Yeledes Bizei had completed the count of Zayin Jin. So why does the Rambam have to mention it? But the Rambam does mention it, apparently. And that he mentions, now look in the Mishpat, near Mitzvah, Dalet. So he mentions it, Dalet. So Perikveis Mehilches Mitami Mishka Pumesha. Perikveis Halochalev, that's Mishka Pumesha. Perikveis of Mitami Mishka Pumesha Halochalev. Damido Vizobo, the Yeledes, Mitamei Lach Yobish, Abel Zeidi Shalzat. Damido Vizobo, Mitamei Lach Yobish, and then the Rambam mentions that Aloha in the Chesed, even though the Mishpo doesn't mention it, but he mentions it in the Chesed anyway. Sometimes the Mishpo, omits, where is that Aloha? Of maybe the Yeledes Bizei if she became Lach Yovesh. So you have it in the Rambam. In Perek Zayin Hilchos Yisroel Bia Halacha Zayin. Why the Mishpat doesn't mention the Halacha in Yisroel Bia? I don't know. So in Perek Zayin Hilchos Yisroel Bia Halacha Zayin, Yeledes Bizei shall be posak domo Eilo dam teya. Elo kol dam shetire ki dam. Elo kol dam shetire ki dam zive. Ki dam zive. Avo im sofro shiva sion niki. Vishomu yudale chomikivo vitovlo vahakin roaso. Dam bisich mem shom socho ushmeini. Shom kevo harize dam te sofro den alochet sofro shiva siom niki vloy tovo vakin ho aso dam harize tibeles umiteles lipayro miyat shekoni mitea. That's like this shita that Eve she counted in the Milady, she counted the Zion Yom Nikim, but she was not Tiveles as yet, and then she had her ears down before the Tfileh. So it's not Tzitzit. Not Tzitzit at all. Hariz Tiveles, so Miteres Libayla Miyad, she called me Mitea, and in Huye is where we need a little zero. Avo Atzmi shall dam tome, umitame, kidin damanido, achetive. Achetive. So, the Rambam, when he discusses Naloche Zayin, you let us be saying, shall we posak domo, ein lo dam teya. So he doesn't say, ein lo dam teya, el kol dam shetire ki dam zivehu. So in other words, we see that the Rambam makes a distinction between regular yeledes, a regular yeledes, shall we talk about, even though the dam is still tamei, according to Mishael, behaving with you, Tanya Rachmane, but that aloche, according to Mishael, is only implies that the dam per se is tamei. But the imitea begin anyway. The imitea begin anyway. Mashein ken yeledes bezei, who is mechuyeves to count Zayin Kiyin, if before she completed the Zayin Kiyin, so she saw dam. So then, it's not in the Yemeteya. What the Rif says in regard to every Yeledes, the Rambam Shita is in regard to Yeledes Bizei, who has not as yet completed the count of Zayinikin. That's the difference between the Rif and the Rambam. According to the Rif, so the whole Aloch of Bihenu Utfilet HaLerachmone implies that Yemiteya do not begin automatically. Even in ordinary letters. In other words, the Aloha of Yemiteya after the 7th, after the 14th, is only, that's the earliest when Yemiteya can begin. But it does not necessarily begin on the 15th or on the 8th. It can begin. It's contingent upon the Tfilah. The Rambam Shita is no. Immediately upon the expiration of the 7 days in the Leide Zoho, Yeledes Zoho, immediately upon the expiration of the 14 days, Yeledes Nikevo, the Yemiteya automatically begin. Whether she is Tiveles, she is not Tiveles, Yom Yitvile, that only applies to the status of the Dam per se. But Yemiteya begin automatically. Masheinke, Yeledes Bezei, who is Mechuyeves to count Zayin Kiyin, before she completes the count of Zayin Kiyin, the Yemiteya cannot even begin. It's not Yemiteya. That's why the Rambam says, in Perei Zayin Aloche Zayin, Yeledes Bezei, Shalei Posak Domo, Eilo Dam Teya, Elo Kol Dam Shetire Ki Dam Zinehu, because since she is Yeledes Bezei, and she has not completed the count of Zayin Kiyin, the Yemiteya do not begin automatically. The Yemiteya do not begin automatically. They will begin automatically. The moment she succeeds in completing a count of Zayin Kiyin. So we may say, that's why, so in other words, when the Mishnah, the Braise, Umeidim the Yeledes Bizei, and that means Yeledes Bizei, who has not completed the count of Zayin Kiyin, and then she has it, it rears down in the Yolam Yibu Yomim, the Samachmov Yomim, the days that are all for Yemiteya, so then she become Alach Yomish. The Mishnah doesn't only tell us a Chiddush vis-a-vis B'Shamayim. The Mishnah tells us a Chiddush, the Mishnah of Braise tells us a Chiddush. The Braise, that from the day of the base, Utoshma, who made the Yoreh Zvizei, she Tamulach, she Tamulach Yomej, Tamulach Yomej. So that tells us a Chiddush not only vis-a-vis Bishamai, vis-a-vis Bishilel too. You'll ask vis-a-vis Bishilel, what kind of a Chiddush is it? I mean, a regular Yoreh, so the Dam is coming. No, vis-a-vis regular Yoreh, according to Bishilel, so it's only Aloche, that the Dam per se is coming. But the Mitzvah Abgi, vis-a-vis Yoreh Bezei, who has not completed the count of Zayin Kiyin, so it's not only that the Dam is coming, the Yimitei Abnabdi. So Meile, according to the Rambam, this is Kashi, is no Kashi. So if she passed my Yitzchuk, Mitim and Kobok in Shemisham, in Shemisham, who buys up the right of Makshi, to the Rav Namal is the Sefer Lashim in the Mitim Shammai, Tamrach Yodish, Shum Sofho, because according to Bissil, there is no special Chiddush. No! According to Rav, there is a special Chiddush even Alim and Bissilah. Because true, that Alim and Bissilah, even a regular is Yiladis. So it's Mitam Lach Yosh. But there it only means that the Dam is coming. But the Yimitea, begin, Mashayim Kei. The Chiddush here, Alim and Bissilah, in regard to Yiladis Bezei, Shalom Sofho, that the Yimitea did not begin. So I leave it to Rav, we understand. So the Tanu the Mishnah, Tanu the Mar, the Paisa, had to mention us a Chiddush, I leave it to Mishnah, the Paschal Mishnah, but I leave it to Levi. So the Chiddush can be only according to Mishnah, you have to only go Paschal Mishnah altogether. Why should the Mishnah bother to tell us? So the Gemara Steretz is, the Mishnah does bother, we have to know. We don't Paschal Mishnah, but we have to know. Anyway, so in other words, whereas according to the Riv, so every Yoreh, so the Yimitea do not begin until the Tfilah takes place, according to the Rambam, vis-a-vis a regular Yoreh, so the Yimitea begin. But vis-a-vis Yoreh Bezei, who has not completed the count of Zayin Kiyin, so then the Yimitea do not even begin. All right. Now the next phase is, Rishonim b'reyach adam teya shedai yoshayim. B'reyach adam teya shedai yoshayim. V'im teya, v'rabim ziyon amfer, kamim u'ber zini, kotzri choshon shemitz, u'mifor she, v'mistar v'bei zini, z'ibur avachad v'nikoso, lo m'reyim v'nikoso, on aroch edach adam teya da yoshayim to, now this is also very complicated basis. It has to do with the sugya, the word, the beauty, in the Gemara. So there is a machlokes tanoim. So let's turn to the Mishnah. Tanoim. Tavzai, omedal, the Bible, the Mishnah. Reblezerim ya abba no shitai yushalto. Psula mu beres miliko iskeino. So four women had abcheskas mishlokes tanoim. Now it's a psula that means a girl who has not attained puberty as yet, so she's becheskas misurekes dam, and then there is a pregnant woman. So she is becheskas misurekes dam, and miniko uskein, and a nursing woman, and a woman after menopause. Omar of Yeshua, ani lo shamayti ela psula, that only a psula, a little girl who has not attained puberty. So there, if she has a rias dam, when she has a rias dam, we are not chetshin she didn't have a tyrus to be mitame the tyrus that she handled within the 24 hours prior to the dishadana. Avo Halocha Kerbles, that not only Psulo is the Cheskas Mishlekes Dam, and the male is Dayim Shaiton, so, but all the four categories, Psulo, Muveres, Meniko, Iskeli. Alright. Izeu Psulo, Koshonroa Sodam Yomem. In other words, she has not reached puberty. Apple Pishin Yisu, Muveres, when she considered as a Muveres, Yishin Yukoda, Ube. She had a yibo. Why do you think she had a yibo? Because we say shlei shechadoshi havladniki, havladniki. I mean, you know, the problem that comes out today when we take a test, and before three chadoshi, so it is determined that a woman is pregnant. So she becheskes mislekes damana. I mean, of course, she is not becheskes mislekes dam, because that was the takones chachonim. It's all based upon takones chachonim. So the male, of course, the takones chachonim themselves are generally based upon the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, but then there was a takones chachonim. So the male takones chachonim was only mugeres that she was a lupo. So only when it's visible, when it been seen as visible, then the pregnancy is visible, it's nikah. But if it's before Shlesh Chodoshim of the blood, when it's not apparent, even though we know it has been established medically that she is mugeres, so then al pidin we do not consider her becheskas. Becheskas was like it. Alright. Miniko achetiv mozmo. As at stigma is known, and we niko until she stops nursing the baby. Nos not more we niko, gom lasse your maids. Suppose she stopped nursing because she turned it over. She turned it over to another woman, a nursing woman. Or let's say, I mean, today's times when many babies don't even nurse, so we may get a bottle. So that would mean the same thing. If the baby is given a bottle, see, she's not nursing the baby. So Rav Meir saw it be, oh, if the baby died, Rav Meir in there will be time on these rates. So Rav Meir says, in view of the fact that she's not nursing anymore, for whatever reason she's not nursing, either because she turned it over to another woman, or she stopped nursing, she gives him a bottle, she gives the baby a bottle, or because the baby unfortunately died, So the male, she has the same status as a regular woman. Mitamim Yisraelis. V'chachonim meimulim dayo shayim. V'chachonim meimulim dayo shayim. So you see that it's all based upon a certain takone. Even though the takone generally is based upon the mitzvahs, it's not that the chachonim or misachim takone without any physiological basis, as we show. But, it was a takonis chachonim, and in view of the fact that in the times of the Tanoim, so the every child was nursed for 24 months, so maybe that was a takonis chachonim, that as long as it's within the regular period of nursing, even though the physiological basis for that takonis doesn't apply. But then it comes out, after all, the whole thing of being mitamim Yisraelis is only the Rabbonim. So the Chachamim were misakim that any minhages within the 24 months, which was the usual period for nursing, she so is daishaita. And even though she stopped nursing, so as far as the physiological basis of that takonah is concerned, it doesn't apply. So it doesn't apply, but loitlug. I mean, usually loitlug we say the chumre, but here it means, according to the chachamim, so it's loitlug likud. After all, the chachamim have the right to do it, because the whole Indian of mitamei mafreya is only in the rabbonim legavitaris. The chachamim even dayushai. Izeu iskeino, kol shorvo lo sholei sheni somuch lezichnos. Reb Lezer in there, so Reb Lezer says that in order to apply the law of Dayoshaito, so Reb Lezer in the country is a meek, and he says, according to Reb Lezer, so if a woman belongs to one of the four categories of the Psuabu Beres Mikus Keno, then she doesn't require a hefsek case. So without hefsek case, but if there needs a hefsek in lanes, every day consisting of 30 days, that means 90 days altogether, so any woman, even though she is not a member of these categories of women of Guad Cheskas Mitzvah Kesdan, but any woman. So if the menstrual flow was suspended for 3 days, for 90 days, so and then she had a year after being suspended for 90 days, so then it's Daisha, according to myself. So Rabbi Yitzi is mach on 2 points. First of all, whereas Rabbi Yitzi says that any woman, if it's a Rosh Hashim, is in Daisha, according to Rabbi Yitzi, an ordinary woman, even though she had a hefsek for 2 days, and then she had a year after the suspension of no doubt, for 2 days. So it's the time of Ibn Israel's, according to Rabbi Yitzi. And then, in respect to the new Paris and Niko, so Rabbi Yitzi, so according to Rabbi Lezer, so new Paris and Niko, without the Hepsic Ibn, so it's Dayoshaita. And according to Rabbi Yitzi, but new Paris and Niko, plus, if she's in a Beres and Niko, and in addition there is a Hepsek Gimlahines, and then she had a year after the Hepsek of Gimlahines, so then it's Daishan. We see them very usually the Shazim Daishan, Ubameum Daishaito. It's all said by Rabbis, Birio Vishim, Abu Vishio Vitamines. So in other words, Rabbis is a big machia here. In other words, first of all, that in order to say Daishaito, so there are three prerequisites. One prerequisite is that she has to be in embarrassing me. Initial rie, subsequent to the hefsek of Gimlahines in Uberes and Niko is Daishaito. But if it's not the first rie after the hefsek, let's say for 90 days, Uberes and Niko did not see any doubt. And then, on the 91st day, she had a rie now. And then, 30 days later, so she again has Irias down. So then it's Mikamel Machaya. Only the first Rie after the Hepsek, after the suspension of Dam for 90 days. But if there was already one Rie after the suspension of Dam for 90 days, and now 30 days later there's another Rie, so we have a Tamei Mafreya, all the Taras that she handled within the 24 hours time. Avo Bishmiyo Mitamei Israelis, Vimho Aso Sheino Meines, Afashiyo Daishan. But suppose a Nuberes and Nikon didn't see Dam for 3 days, for 90 days, she was devoid of Dam. And then, after not seeing Dam for 90 days, on the 91st day, so she had a real Dam. But the Rias Dam on the 91st day was due to a special circumstance, because she had a special fight, she had a shock. Somebody called her up, made a telephone call, a threatening telephone call, that somebody would try to kill her, and because of that shock, so on the 91st day, after not seeing Dam for 90 days, she had a Rias Dam. Then, 30 days later, so she again has a Rias Dam. In view of the fact that the first Rie after a Hepsek of Gimlahines was due to a special circumstance, it did not take place in the course of the ordinary menstrual flow that takes place in women, but because of an a shocking experience. So the Meire, the second, so the second Rie is Aisha. This is what the Beis says. Now then we have the Braise, that's the mission. And then we have in the Braise, in order to understand these things, we have to know that Mishneh and the Braise are like this. In it, Miniko Ajitim, Tom Rabban, Miniko Shabbis no Bisiheskin Baal Bachidesh, Hareli Kohol Adoshi, Umitano Misraelis, Umitkido Pikido, 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 So now, according to Rabbi Meir, so this halacha of Miniko is Dayoshaito applies, takes effect only when the physiological reason for a Miniko being Bechester Mislek is done twice. But if, under the circumstances, the physiological reason doesn't apply, so Meir, she's not, so it's Mikam Mislek.
Where she feed by bottle. Where she feed the baby by bottle.
That's right, if she gives the baby bottle. Or, B'dim Rameya, Rabbi Yudhya, Rabbi Yitzin, Rabbi Shimon, Rim, Dayan Shaiton, Koleskin, Barbachelis. Now, Rabbi Yudhya and Rabbi Yitzin and Rabbi Shimon, they also knew that if, let's say, the baby unfortunately died, so then the woman, the Menekes, the healer to form that case is more likely to have a Rias Damana. But still, they say that was a Tekan. And they mentioned it upon the fact, Levichach, in Rabbi Yudhav, Rabbi Yisim, Rabbi Shimon, in Dayu Shaitan, Kolesel Arbochidesh, Levichach, in Hoysom, in Mikosel, Arba, Vichom, in Shomi, Mitamo, Me Israelis, Umipkido, Lepkido, כשתיק צורימה, לדיבר רבי אדם נקר נס החולות, לדיבר רבי יסיד, רבי יהודה ורב שימן, אלבוראו מספר כי ונפשו חיזרס עד 24 חידש. So the Gemara does explain, the Gemara explains רבי יסיד, רבי יהודה ורב שימן, she care also on the basis of the Mitzies. Not that there is a Machlekes Mitzies. Not there is a Machlekes Mitzies. But the Mitzies is, I mean, I read about it in order to understand the Gemara, so I did some research on that. Now a study was recently made of women who do not nurse the children, so, and as to whether immediately after giving birth the menstrual cycle starts. So It was shown that in those sections where the women are more affluent and they are not in poverty, they do not live in poverty and they have enough food, so these women, so shortly after giving birth, the menstrual cycle will start. However, the black women in the sections in the south where they live in poverty and who are undernourished, so it will take months and months until the menstrual cycle will start again, even though the same women, they don't nurse the babies, they give a bottle to the baby. What did it show? It shows, I mean, both, of course, both are true. What Ramiya says, Dam Nekavinasa follow. And what Rabbi Rabin and Rabbi Shimon say, Igoreo Misparaki, Misparoki, Vinafsho Chizere Sadeshim Baal Bachidish. Both are true. In other words, because, first of all, what does Dam Nekavinasa follow mean? The same hormones that are responsible for the menstrual flow are responsible for the production of milk. The same hormones, that's the pshat in Dam Nekav Nasacholov. Gemara doesn't mean Dam Nekav Nasacholov, the same blood is transformed into milk. Gemara doesn't mean that. It means it's the same cause, it emanates from the same cause. The same hormones that are conducive to menstruation are conducive to the production of milk. So that's the pshat in Dhamma Kamina Sahola. Dhamma Kamina Sahola. So, and then there is another factor too, because giving birth disrupts the whole organism of the woman, and the order, so the woman must a certain period of time has to elapse before the original vigor of the woman is restored. That's the pshat. In the Borel, Miss Paroki, the Napshach is Eres, Ades, and Baba Chedesh. But, so this is the physiological reason as to why Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Shimon say one way, and Rabbi Meir says the other way, and as far as the physiological factors are concerned, both are true. Both are true. But it's a machlekes, not in Mitzvahs, it's a machlekes primarily in Edim. So according to Rabbi Meir, some other words, when the Chachomim were misaki, after all, it's only the Rabbonon, the whole idea of Mitamim Yisraelis. So it's only the Rabbonon. So when the Chachomim were misaki, Mitamim Yisraelis, but they excluded certain categories of women, Fanet, Mubaras, and Nekes. They excluded. Why did they exclude Mubaras and Nekes from that Akoneh? Because physiologically, so they're not so likely to have a Elias Dam. So, physiologically, they're not so likely as an ordinary woman to have a Elias Dam for two physiological factors. One, because of Dam Nekav Nasa Chalot, and the other physiological reason is because the whole system is undermined as a result of giving birth, and as a result of pregnancy too. So the whole system is being undermined. In other words, when a woman is relatively weak, then she doesn't have the menstrual flow. I mean, the women, 95% of the women in the concentration camp did not have a menstrual flow in the course of 3 years. Why? Because their organism was undermined in the concentration camp. And because they are subjected to traumatic experiences, so that suspends the menstrual flow. So in other words, so the two physiological factors upon which the Takonis Chachonim is based are number one, Dam Nekav Nasecholo, number two, Ivoreo Nisporaki, Vinashe Chizet. So the Meile, the Machlech is between Rav Meir on one end and Rav Yudeh, Rav Yisi, and Rav Shimon on the other, is whether the Takonis Chachomim is primarily based upon the physiological factor of Dam Nechav Nasecholot, as Rav Meir says, or it's primarily based not on Dam Nechav Nasecholot, but on Ivoreo Nisporachim. But it's not in Machlekes Mitzvahs. Both factors are true. All right. Now, let's see now the thesis. Rishovim b'rei achadamtea shedayoshay v'in tema v'radyei siyoma b'feri kamim u'garas u'yukot zchich rishovim shenis u'mifor reishim instar f'dein zeyiz nibur v'yachaz nimikoso lo b'niyein odin nimikoso ho'ma roche v'achadamtea dayoshay to so thesis kashinis. This is Kashi is according to the place who says that evening will bear us in Niku requires three amens. And Niku also requires three amens in order to say Dai Shaito. So the question is, but there is another halach of Horeya Achadamtea that is Dai Shaito. That is Re'ach Adamtea, is Dayo Shaito. So, the Mele, why does Rabbi Yisi have to resort to the Aloha that you can be Mitzari? Beze is Nibu. In other words, if a woman, a pregnant woman, so for 60 days in the state of pregnancy, she didn't have a real dam. And then she gave birth to a child. And then for 30 days in the state of a nursing mother, She didn't tell them that he was down, and there's the debt. So she had that he is down, so it's Nayashali. Why do we have to resort to the till? To the till of the 60 days plus the 30 days. But there is another aloha. There is another aloha. The triachadam teyar is Nayashali. Is Riachadam teyar and Nayashali. Now, the Sifrei Tare raises the question, the kasha against Tetzves. Why does Tetzves only ask? Why does Tetzves only ask from the fact that Mitzvah Bezin is the Buro V'Achazim Nikosu? V'Achazim Nikosu. Let Tetzves ask another kasha. Mubeh, how can the Yisi say? Mubeh, Yisim Nikot, Tzricho Shavashim Yis. Bishma in the Mubeles, you understand? But this is just the fact that she is in Mubeles, that does not make a Daishan. It there has to be a Mubeles plus a suspension of things. But the Bishma says, Miniko Tzvihosholeshe. But vis-a-vis Miniko, so besides the aloche of Miniko being the Cheskas Mesolekes Dam, there is another aloche. Mentioned in this price, the Treyach Adam Treyach Dayashalto. So every Mirekes, she's also a Treyach Adam Treyach. She's a Treyach Adam Treyach. So, why does Rabbi Yisi say that Mirekes Treyach Shoshes? So that's the Kasha of the Sifrei Tare. That's the Kasha of the Sifrei Tare. That's the Kasha of the Sifrei Tare against Rabbi Yisi. So, I'm sorry, that's the kasha of this, the Tare against Tesis. Why does Tesis only direct its kasha against the fact that Rabbi Yisi says that Bezin is the Buro, the Achaz, the Mikuso is itself, he could have asked a better kasha. Why does Rabbi Yisi require give ratings by the next? Bishlim by Mubeles, you understand? Mubeles, so it cannot apply the aloha of Reach HaTamteya. Mubeles, that's before the Tamteya. But in that case, that's after giving birth. So, when a woman, now, Rabbi Yisi, when Rabbi Yisi says that Miniko Tzricho Shalishenis, he does not mean Tzricho Shalishenis if the Reach Dam takes place in the Yimiteya. Yimiteya, so. So then the Gemara says, "Is Mutaras Legamta? It's Yimiteya." So obviously, when Rabbi Yisi says, "Miniko Tzricho Shalishenis," he means if she has a Rias Dam after the expiration of Yimiteya, because if the Rias Dam takes place in the Yimiteya, says the child story. So what Rabbi Yisi means, "Dayo Shaito," if a Minekes has a Rias after the expiration of Yimiteya, and she had a suspension of three aimless of Dam. So there is Daishan. So the question is, he could have asked, why does the BC mention the requirement of three of a half single aimless? After the Mitea, we are certainly not discussing, the BC is certainly not dealing with Elias Dam before the exploration of Mitea. So then it's Dam Toya, the government. So he discusses Elias Dam after the expiration of Mitea. After expiration of Mitea, so there is another aloches why is Daishaito. On the basis of Reye Achay Mitea Daishaito. The Achay Mitea Daishaito. So you could have asked that, you could have asked that Kashi. Why does Tesis ask the Kashi? The Kashi. Normally aided in the Kosovo. In other words, so as far as the requirement of Hefzikim is concerned, doesn't represent any difficulty. What presents a difficulty is the memory by Rabbi Yisi that the one Eile of Yimei in the Kosovo can be combined, can be mitzulef with two Eiles of Yimei Bo. That presents the kasha. So that's the secret kasha kasha. It is interesting, I mean, so, they're all who may have mentioned the Sibetaris Kashi as this is, but if you look into the Chedusha Rambam, Anide, I mean, when you learn in Sakhsini, you should go over the city, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rama, I mean, it's be passionate, you know. Kedisha Ramban, I mean it. So he mentions Tesis Kashi, the name of Tesis, this Kashi, but it's formulated a little differently than the way it's formulated here. The Kedisha Ramban. Oh, that's from the Rambam now. Hobi Tanya, we show him the Reya Hadam Teya Shidaya Shaito, he should be Tesis. In Kenny, Miniko Shom, Hitzri Hoshe Tipsik Shom, Shem, 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 So the Ramban mentions in the name of Texas that Texas really is that kasha from the whole requirement of Gimla Hefzigimoyes. Nah, but that's not the way Texas is formulated here. Apparently, the Ramban had another madura of Texas. I mean, it's obvious that the Ramban had another madura of Texas. And there, Texas directed his kasha not against the halacha mentioned by Rabbi Yossi, that the Eino Achas of Menikoso can be Kutmitzure to the Shnei Eneis of Yileibur. But it was directed against the whole requirement. How can Rabbi Yossi have such a requirement of Gimel Eneis vis-a-vis Menekes? Vis-a-vis Menekes, you understand? But vis-a-vis Menekes. So, Dao, Gimel Eneis Neoche, it's Reach Adam Teya. And then, Hipshim Tesis, in Kemi Niko Shom, to Tzri Hoshi Tipshim Shoy Shemes, Tare Achadam Teya Rirei Arion. Vichoch Kurezu, Sheonu Bebraise, Shtayim Bimei Yuburo, Vyachaz Bimei Kuso. Lomoli, Hapsok in Eines, Vachayim Teya Rirei. So the word, so the Ramban mentions the name of Tesis, probably had a different Madura in Tesis. So, the Tesis directed its kasha number one, against the whole requirement of humaneness, and he says, furthermore, why do we have to resort to a loche of tziruf, of one eino b'mei mikoso, and two eines b'mei upro? It's a chayimeteya. So in other words, the thesis, the madura of thesis that Ramban had, really raised the kashe. The way the secretary asked, Tesis should raise the kasha against Tesis. But in that madura of Tesis that Ramban had, so Tesis asked one kasha. Why does Rabbeinu require Gimelines? There shouldn't be a requirement. And furthermore, why resort to the Aruch of Tzeh? So apparently, there is a variance between one madura and the other Madura. I mean, and our Tesis doesn't even mention this kasha, why such a requirement. Now, the Ochlineyah answers the secretary's kasha. Apparently the Ochlineyah did not have the Ramban, because the Ochlineyah was invoking all the Perushim. Apparently the Kedusha Ramban was not out. Would not be later yet. In the old Chumayr's days. So, otherwise, he would have mentioned that Chedusha Ramban mentions in the name of Tesis this kasha, formulated in a different way. So, the old Chumayr says, as he tells us on the secretary's kasha, that the reason as to why Tesis doesn't ask against Rabbeisi, why does Rabbeisi require a hepsigimlainis, even without the hepsigimlainis. So, it should be dayoshaito on the basis of reyach adam teyach is dayoshaito. So the answer is, because according to Rabbi Yossi, so this aloche of dayoshaito, this aloche of Ariach Adam Toye is Daya Shaito, so does not even apply according to Rabbi Yossi. There is no aloche of Ariach Adam Toye Daya Shaito according to Rabbi Yossi. This aloche of Ariach Adam Toye Daya Shaito can be true according to the other Talmud. So then he says, the textually, this aloche of Ariach Adam Toye Daya Shaito involves another prerequisite too. It's not just Rilacha Dabdiya Vaishaikha. In other words, the initially Rashi says, the Rashi says in explaining the Kasha of Limor, Bishonim Shaman Yir, including his slaves, Bireye, Ahadam Tia Shadayu Shaito, Kasal Kadaita, Afil is Mamuru, in Shulewa Sadim Shinim Baba, Utishi. So Bishle in the Lily of Ashim Mayor is saying, Bishimokhadayu Shaito, Shari the Mel is working. She came with Yom Shoku, Bilwa Sadam, the Mayan Zay, the Havil will be a Mishaino. So Kasha emphasizes that we can only apply the halacha for a machadam teyash dayashaito in respect to real visheino after dam teyah. What does it mean, real visheino? What does real visheino mean? Now, an ordinate average woman sees a dam every month, has a menstrual flow every month. So, if a woman has a menstrual flow every month, you cannot say it's real visheino. That's the natural way. So when can you call a certain rie a rie rishayno? Only if there was a suspension of one period. If there was a hefsek l'cholapoches in achas. So according to all Tanoi, when we say, when the Braise says, horiach adam tiyash dayashayto, it doesn't mean riach adam tiyash dayashayto. Horiach rie rishayno ach adam tiyash dayashayto. What does it mean? Re'e, Re'e Rishayna Achadam Teya. Subsequent to a suspension of one period. Now, every month, let's say every 30 days. So, there is a menstrual flow. So Re'e Rishayna means if one period was withheld. So that means an Inachas, a Hepsik of Inachas. Otherwise, you cannot even visualize Rio Rishayno. If there was no suspension of any ages, not even of one age, not even one period, not even for 30 days, so then it's not Rio Rishayno. Rio Rishayno means an initial Rio. What does it mean initial Rio? A Rio that takes place after a suspension. Suspension of how many days? 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. One period. And every month a woman normally has a period. So that means after a hefsek of one eimah. So according to all Tanoim, when the Braise says horeyach adam teya dayashaito, so it means horeyach adam teya after a hefsek of one eimah. So that's according to all Rabbi Mashein Kei Rabbi Yitzi. When Rabbi Yitzi says that mubaris and mikot tzricha shalosh eimahs, So the Mele, according to Rabbi Yitzi, just Riyach Adam Teya, after a hefsek of one or after a hefsek of two ames, so it's not Ayashat. So in other words, there must be Shomshins. So that's this discussion. Tainsis doesn't test the Kash. According to Rabbi Yitzi, so why, how can Rabbi Yitzi require a hefsek of tumeinis? But there is another halacha of reyach adam teya dayashaitos. We don't need any hefsek of tumeinis. No, the answer is we do need the hefsek of tumeinis. The cholapoches woman. Otherwise, so there is no basis to say reyach adam teya dayashaitos. Why dayashaitos? If there was no hefsek of tumeinis, if not even a single period was missed by the woman, so why should we say Dayashaito? Just because it's after the Damteya? Just because it's after the Damteya? So the Gemara and that can be seen from the Kasha Gemara. Gemara has shown in the way of Damteya, she Dayashaito. So be Shleimulei Vidoma Shlima Yonesei Mishimoche Dayashaito. So in other words, so a limit of autonomy, not only Rabbi Yitzi. Rabbi Yitzi requires by Minekes and by Muberes a hefsek of Gilwins. But other Tanoi don't require by Muberes and Minekes a hefsek of Gilwins. But, so, Muberes and Minekes without a hefsek of Enes, so is Dayashai. But, this aloche of Reach Adamtia, Dain Shaito, applies only to the initial Reach after Adamtia. What does initial mean? Initial means a Reach that explains after a suspension. Otherwise, it's not initial. How is it initial? If every month she had a period, so it's not an initial Reach. So, in other words, so it means Reach Adamtia, Dain Shaito means that it had it's an initial year effort until that means there was a suspension of no doubt for 30 days. So mele dimor is the kashi vishlenu levi domashim ayonesei mishum hoche daye shaito. So according to maybe we can understand as to why the price in Mishin's Aloche of Reach Adamtia Shedaye Shaito. And the price doesn't say, Reach Adamtia, in Leroaso, Kei de Marie, Lamedomi, Daye Shaito. The price doesn't say that. Why? According to it, the price doesn't have to say. Because even if she is Roaso, Reach Adamtia, she saw on the 81st, or she saw on the 41st day, Yeren Zoch. So the 41st day, that's immediately upon the expiration of the imitea. So the price doesn't say horeye achadam teya horeye b'yein emalot or b'yein peyalot b'yein peyalot v'loy ro'as of the kedem lamed yomi in daisha. The price doesn't have to say that, because even if she saw down on the 81st or on the 81st or on the 41st, the letters off. So, and she saw down on the 79th, and she saw the flow down on the 78th and the 77th, or in the case of the letters off, even if she saw down on the 39th and the 38th, the 37th, 36th, every day she saw down, she had the flow down. And then on the 41st, she had the rears down. That's real, you know? In spite of the fact that she kept on flowing down the 39th and all, or the 79th and the 78th and the 77th and the 38th and the 37th, because that down, that flow that emanated on the 79th or on the 39th emanated from another mayon, from another mayon. So as far as this mayon is concerned, it is an initial year. Initial year in what sense? With 30 days being suspended. Even if it's Yeled Zohar, when Yimiteya is only 33 days, so you still have at least a suspension of 30, because regardless whether she had a flow of Dam all the days preceding this Riyah, so it's still there was still a Hexakot Lamed Yomim, because all the Dam that emanated prior to the 81st or prior to the 41st emanated from another mayon. I mean, the moke, but it emanated from another cause, so we call it another mayon. So mele, that's the reason as to why the Braise uses general language and says Vishokin Reya Hadam Teya Shadayo Shaito, and doesn't say Vishokin Reya Hadam Teya Vilayuaso Shleisha Yomi Mikaidem Shadayo Shaito. He doesn't have to say, because even if she was Roaso every day before this Riyah, it's still Riyah Shaito, because the dam that emanated in all the days preceding this Riyah Shaito emanated from another Mayon, from the Mayon Toya. So as far as this Mayon Tome is concerned, so it's Riyah Shaito. But according to Rav, so why does the price say Vishomi Bereyach Adamtea Shedayo Shaito, general language? No, the price should say Vishomi Bereyach Adamtea Im Loi Roaso Shum Dam Kol Shleishi Nimi Keidem Shaito. So then it makes sense. But just to say Vishomi Bereyach Adamtea Shedayo Shaito, what kind of Yichas is it? Why is it Dayo Shaito? If she had the Riyah, if only if it's an initial Riyah, if it's a Rishon Riyah, if it's a Riyah or a Sheino, what does initial Riyah mean? Initial Riyah means that it took place after a suspension for a certain period. For what period? The minimum period is one Eino Chlapas. I mean, a suspension of 20 days is nothing. One period. So that's it. So Rashi explains, because some kadaita hafil is man merubo, ki gen shalivu aso adim shnei v'al arba litishi. So in other words, so b'riach adam tiyoshtai shik sal kadaita hafil is man merubo, ki gen shalivu aso adim shnei v'al arba litishi. And the price doesn't say k'riach aso shnei shi yom mikir. That means, even though in the Yemitea she did Tzidah, and according to Rav, if she did Tzidah, so that means physically there was no way suspension of Dam. But Tzikros HaKosov it's doing. But as far as the physiology is concerned, so there was no suspension of Dam from the same ion. So Mele, why is that Yoshaito? So the Gemara says, am I the Ishaite come in these ways? So the Gemara said to Reki Shoes. In other words, that she saw the dam immediately on the first day, let's say before 24 hours expired, in the Yimitumen. So in the Melee, we couldn't apply the Aloche of the Tame in these ways. Yes. But we still could be Tame, all the Tare she handled. As of the last decay, so since we cannot be mitame retroactively all the tares for the whole period of 24 hours, we are not mitame mitkilo mitkilo either. All right, so that's it. Anyway, we see from this Gemara that the pshat in riach adam tiyach dayo shaito is based upon the fact that it's an initial rie. So according to Rebbe, so it's always an initial year. What does initial year mean? After a hefsek of the Cholapoches Moneim, after a hefsek, a suspension of not seeing Dam for 30 days in Cholapoches. Otherwise, it's not a real shame. It's not a real shame. So Mele, Tim says, so according to everybody, so in other words, when we apply Aloche Reach Adam Tiyadayu Shaito, only there was a hefsek of 1 year of Chalapachas. But contrary, there is always a hefsek of 1 year. Because even if she did Tzidah, even if she did flow down prior to this Riyah, but that is Damakoso, that's in my own Toya, but according to that, so the Gemara's question is, how can we say Dayo Shaito? There is not a hefsek of 30 days. But that's according to the other people who do not say that Muberes in Niko is Rihoshlosh Shoshins. So according to this family, Muberes in Niko without the hefsek of Gimelinis, without the hefsek of Gimelinis is Dayo Shaito. And then there is Alohe of Riach Adam Teya Dayo Shaito. If there is a hefsek of 1 year, so there is no cash so far. But according to Rabbi Yezi, who says that insofar as the Dayan Shaito of Miniko is concerned, of Muitaris Miniko is concerned, so we require a hefsek of 3 years. We require a hefsek of 3 years. So the Mele thesis does not ask its cash. How can Rabbi Yezi require 3 years? But there is another aloche of a reach adam tiyo dayo shaito. The answer is a contra. So we could give the answer. Tesis in this madure, not the madure that the Rambam had. So according to Tesis in this madure, so the sheet of Tesis is no, because we could say that according to Rabbi Yezi, so Horeach Adam Teya is Dayo Shaito has reference to the case where there was a suspension of years. There was a suspension of years. So Mele Tesis doesn't test from the Gemara, from the Braisa, that Stein Diminikoso, Stein Diminikoso, the Achas the Bura, Amitzare. Stein the Mikosa and Achaz the Bura Mitzarei, because as far as the Aloche of Stein the Mikosa the Ahas, the Buwa Mistari. ואפילו יום זוכר מכל מוקים הבין מתי הרקון כלי עד ממגי ובסייחום הבאי בבינית של אירוע עשו בידם תומי ואם כן לא מצור יחשוב שטיפסיק אחת במניקוסו הרי יפסיקו כבר במתי השלו ולא חילו יגשו רק משתיים להיגורו ביחס במניקוסו so even if she's already זוכר so then, even if she's already Zohar, so since she already had a suspension of Dam for 60 days B'nei Bor, but why does the Beis say she requires a suspension of Dam? Because also, even if she's Yeleni Zohar, so the Yemiteya is less. Let us take us, the Yemiteya is 66 days. But Yeleni Zohar, the Yemiteya is only 33 days. But 33 days is more than 30 days. So that already has Hefzekin Achas. And according to Rabbi, so why does Rabbi Yisi say, if she had the suspension of Dam of 60 days, maybe? So she still needs a suspension of Dam, a total suspension of Dam, be made in the Kosovo. And suppose she does not have a suspension, suppose she keeps on flowing, even in the but that Dam that keeps on flowing, according to Rabbi, that is from another Mayon, that's from a Mayon Toya. So even if she does not have an actual suspension in the Yemiteya, so she still has already a till of 30 days. Why does Rabbi Yisi require an additional suspension of 30 days in Meini Kosov? So this is doesn't this. The Lohiloi Hikshurak Mishtayim the Meiburo, the Yahas Meini Kosov. The Lohikam Kin Yahas Meiburo, Ushtayim the Meini Kosov. That doesn't present any cash. We can very well understand, according to Rabbi, why Rabbi Yisi requires that there should be two aimes, a hefsek of two aimes, be made in the Kosovo, to the one aim, a hefsek, be made in Bor. But you ask, but there is a hefsek anyway? No. The Nafkimini is in the case of Yerene Zoho. So Yimitea, the hefsek where the dam emanates from the Mayan Toya is only one aim. So we may because of the Zohar. So she has to have a suspension of 60 days, of not seeing down in order to apply the law of Daishaito. And we could say, Horeyachadam Teya Daishaito. We could say Horeyachadam Teya Daishaito because Rabbeinu requires a hefsek of dinoides, and here he doesn't have the hefsek of dinoides, but he only asks from the member of Rabbi Yisi in the case of Shtayim Meiburo Biachad Meiburo. So why does Rabbi Yisi say that even though she already had a suspension of not sitting down 60 days. We may move on, so she must make sure that she doesn't sit any down within the course of 30 days. And suppose she does sit down within 30 days, so then you don't have a tzibur. So, but you have a tzibur anyway. Because the dam emanates from the Mayatoria. That's why this is kasher. So this is kasher is only, this is kasher is alleviated. Because alleviated the rab, we have no kasher because the Gemara limited. Alleviated the rab, the Gemara limited the whole halacha of Riach Adam Tehah Da'ishaito. So only to the case of the Lekishus. So then there is no kasher. Because there is no possibility of contaminating all the taras that she handled within the 24 hours prior.
When we say Rabbi Yosef discussed those 30 days, which would be also after the Yemei Tahara, he says, the Yemei Tahara have been concluded, and then she has to count 30 days, after which any Riyah will be like a Riyah Rishon and not Mitame Tahara Shlomafer.
Yeah, are you asking according to Riyah or according to Rab? According to Rab, so the whole aloche of Riyah Hadamtir Bai Shaito is limited. It only applies to the case. It only applies to the case of wet shoes. So that means where it's impossible to be mitamed. She saw immediately upon the 81st day, or immediately upon the 44th day. So it's impossible to be mitamed all that tares that she handled within the 24 hours. So since we cannot be mitamed all the tares she handled within the 24 hours, we are not mitamed in the kili either. So then there is no cash. The kashi by this is a limited way. So the din of Riyah Adam Tehah Da'ishaito is not limited. So why does Rabbi Yossi say that if she had two anus, a hefsek of two anus, be made poor, so then she must make sure that she has a hefsek, she has a suspension of dam, because even if she does not have a suspension of dam, it still should be considered as if she had a suspension of dam, because whatever dam flows from the Mayim Toyer. So from the Mayim Tomei, there was a suspension. That's what it's called.
We could say, according to Levi, also that in the Yemei Tahara, we know that her dam is not going to be a riyah that even could be lemafreya. Me'akshav, so certainly not lemafreya. But he could be saying after the Yemei Tahara. So then she has to wait 30 days to be mitzvah. If that owner with two owners prior to her birth, and then with those three owners, according to Rav Yosef, so then her real would be a real Rishon. Maybe he's
the
not.
The Kashi is, according to Levi. So how does Rav Yosef say? How does Rav Yosef say that if she had if a woman had a suspension of 60 days of not sitting down? Be made poor. Then, in order to apply the law of Da'ishaito, so she has to have a suspension of not sitting down for 30 days. Be made because of, and if she does sit down, if she has a flow of down, it be made because of. Then it cannot be mitzvah. The court the lady, even if she does sit down, be made because of. As long as she had a suspension of 60 days, before giving birth, and then after giving birth, Al-Pudin, she always has a suspension of not sitting down for 30 days, because any dam that she sees within the 33 days, even if we visualize the case of Yoel Zohar, so we have Chalapoches, a suspension, a hefsek of 30 days. If she writes the Kimon, then we have a suspension of 60 days.